thank you for celebrating me. I just want to kick off from where the last speaker stopped. For that prayer point to have come again, because I just led them in church, I think two weeks ago, to pray against household enemies. How can your own mother be against you? She was Jesus' mother. But she was the one saying, no way, no way, no way, no. In case you don't believe, mothers stand against their children. I have testimonies. I've had people share that with me. It was the mother. Therefore, you're going to come against household opposing voices. People that knew you when you were three. Cousins, aunts, uncles, I don't care who you are. Once you have made up your mind to camp against me, tonight I bring judgment. It's a prayer meeting. So pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, every household opposing voice. In the name of Jesus, I do not care who you are. I decree that as the Lord liveth, you will not prosper. You will not prosper. You will not prosper as far as I'm concerned. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Let your amen be very loud. It's a prayer summit. God laid it on my heart. It's not a general meeting. To bring women that are in leadership positions together to pray. If you do not believe in spiritual warfare, you are daydreaming. My husband says some people are not happy that you are happy. If you are the CEO, you are the president, you are the something, 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 somebody is eyeing that seat. Somebody is wishing you will go to bed and not wake up so they can take over, but they are lying because you have come to stay. And in the name of Jesus, you will live very long. I like that. Amen. I want you to join hands with somebody. I'm leading you for the next 1 hour. Thank you. The two ladies that led us, you just scattered everywhere. My God. God bless you. I'm sticking off my session with Ezekiel chapter 19 and verse number 9. Ezekiel 19 verse 9. And they put him in ward, in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into holds that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. I like what Mrs. Samako just said when she was leading. She said, if you think your core competence, you can speak grammar, you are the this, you are the that, is all you need, you are joking. You need to add prayers. See this. They said that his voice should no more. So the voice was being heard before. That the voice should no more be heard. I want you to come against this decree. That's why I'm asking you to join hands. Corporate and please join hands with somebody. Pray in tongues most of the time if you can. Anybody that wants to silence my voice, the voice of my career, the voice of my ministry, the voice of my family, the voice that God has given to me, in the name of Jesus, I come against you. My voice shall not be silenced. I will be heard upon the mountains of Israel. It is a prayer summit. Don't forget. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall be heard. Legete ye bogo soto nubra gazaki tali prukoto no bogoska. Ilebegeseke ye bogo shantali bagaska. My voice shall not be silenced. My voice shall not be stifled. The voice of my business, the voice of my ministry, the voice of my family, my voice shall not be silenced upon the mountains of Israel. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall be heard. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Tonight we are here to uproot, to demolish, to destroy, and then to plant. So we are in spiritual warfare now. We are demolishing, and we're going to be planting. Everything has a voice. Many people are very talented, very brilliant, very skilled, dangerously anointed, carriers of dangerous graces, but nobody hears their voice. They roam about like chicken on the local floor instead of soaring globally. I've been there before. They roam like local chicken instead of soaring. You can lose your hands now. We are praying for you. We're not praying for your children. This is not Mother Summit. It's not a teaching. I'm not preaching here. I am leading you to pray. I want you to tell the Lord, Father, amplify my voice. Make it global. Make it global. The voice of my business. The voice of my career. Ah, pray, oh. Hey, Oluwa, oh. I am here to pray for myself, Jehovah. I don't want to be roaming on local floors. Jehovah, give me global platforms. Global. Global. Hey. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I'm happy with the way you are praying. I'm really happy. We're praying for you. If we have the time, we can remember our children or something. We've prayed for them. Mother Summit, we are praying for you now. The next prayer point, Psalm 41 and verse number 5. Take any posture that is comfortable for you. Just make sure you are connected to God. Psalm 41 and verse number 5. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? It's in the Bible. Some of them are working for you. Some of them, you employ them, you pay them. If I have the time, I'll share a few things with you. I'm telling you, human beings are very wicked. Wicked. People you pay. Some of you are so trusting, you are careless. We are weeding tonight. They speak evil of me. When shall he die? And his name perish. Every evil arrow, go back to the sender. Use this scripture to pray. I refuse to die. Whoever is waiting, go back, go back, go back. Evil wishes, death wishes, go back to the sender. I don't care who you are. I do not care who you are. Made up my mind. Galebo go soto yo broko shanta liga di baga sata ya flekeska. Rigese ke le broko soto no broko shanta liga di baga sako tapo lo broko skete. Jeke sete le gleke sete rebege sete le broko skoto no broko shanta. Bikata ya buka suta liga reke sete. You may be the reason why God laid this prayer point on my heart. Gaya boga sote lubrege shata ni bagata labugoso. Yegele brege shanta lubrege zete yege tu pakata yaga daga daga raga zaga yabuga skata. Hey, gaya boga sote lubrege. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I was in Ibadan yesterday for Mother Summit. And one of the ladies that took a session before I came up was sharing with us how she went to on visitation, you know, to her son's school. And the son, when she was asking, how far, who is your counselor? The son said, my mother was my counselor. So she said, what do you mean was? He said, my mother died 2 weeks ago. Wow, how? Blah. He said, she died of cancer. Now, when I took the microphone, I said to them in Ibadan, I know the lady. She didn't die of cancer. I cried when I heard. Mother and I went to visit her husband 2 weeks ago. He didn't die of cancer. She died of a medical error. It wasn't the cancer that killed her. Cancer is no longer a death certificate. Gradually, God is giving us breakthrough in that area. There was an injection they should have given her that they didn't give her. medical error. We are praying against death wishes. When the Lord gave me this prayer point, I had to quickly put it because it wasn't part of what I planned. What is the essence if you prosper and you don't live long? What's the essence? My husband said to me, in whatever, the husband is going to remarry. I know her very well. The husband is going to remarry. I don't want to give details. My heart broke. You won't labor in vain, though. Yeah. Women, if there is anybody that death wishes go around, is women. Because there are some people that just, they just can't stand you. You see the only one. See where she's riding. Even when you are not proud, they say you are proud. Where were they when you were building that business? Where were they? Now that God has just decided to turn to you, you can't do anything. They just wish it. You know, there is good will and there is evil will. They just wish. One day I said to my husband, I noticed this particular person. Every time I travel and I return, it's as if she's not happy. Why didn't she spend 6 months at Luth? How come that she's back? And you can feel the evil presence. You can feel it. I had to pray her out of my life. I'll get to something now. That will be the next prayer point. Therefore, you're going to decree, I, Olufunke Felix Adejumo, I shall not be a victim of medical error. It doesn't matter whether abroad or here. Surgery, to your jacket, love, I won't go for it. You better pray. God sent me to you, women. You better pray. I shall not be a victim of medical error. I shall remain the mother of my children, the wife of my husband, the grandmother of my grandchildren. I remain the CEO, the president. Every death wish, go back to the center. Pregnancy will not kill you. Delivery will not kill you. No accident, no ear crash. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon myself, upon my vital organs. No cancer. The blood of Jesus defends me. God protects my day, my head in the days of battle. Gaza kale brogoto no brogoshate nebadi bali brogosa. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. This next prayer point, it doesn't matter whether you are a preacher, you are a pastor's wife, you are a CEO, you are into business or politics, it's for all of us. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse number 4. Proverbs 27:4, the Bible says, wrath is cruel, anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? In the book of Genesis, chapter number 4, we see the story of Cain and Abel. The Bible tells us from verse 4, Genesis 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very rough, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou rough? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Am I the one that said you should not prosper? Am I the one that said your business should not go on? Am I the one that said people should not like you? Am I the one that said your church should not grow? God accepted Abel and his offering and rejected Cain. Hear the next thing. Then Abel became foolish. A man was angry. You saw what happened. you now decided to be alone with him in the field. And you were talking with him. He's my brother. I cannot do anything. The Bible says that the man's countenance fell. The man and God had an issue because of your blessing, because of your lifting, and you are still the best friend. Yes, now, do you notice? I just got a business. I thank God in Accra, in California. I just came from alone in the field. An angry man, an envious man, your best friend. They were talking, but he wasn't sensitive. And he gave him his CV. And the man slew him. Many businesses have been slain. Many ministries. Many destinies. Because you trusted the wrong people. I had to learn the hard way. Because you are loyal, you think everybody is loyal. Because your mind is clean, you think everybody's mind is clean. My dear, wake up. Wake up. Everybody is a suspect. And the Holy Ghost guide you. Somebody looked at me and said, it's not easy to be your friend though, because your life amplifies our failure. I thank God that she said it. So I had to redefine my relationship. We thank God for you. But I know in my heart, I will never be alone with you in the field. Talking. Because I refuse to die like a fool. I refuse. I want you to put your right hand on your mind. Help me, Lord, to be sensitive. Help me not to trust the wrong person. That you won't be envied is a lie. So is this one that you need? Lord, give me wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Please, oh Lord, as you lift me, as you help me, as you increase me, let me not be on the field with the wrong person. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. This next one is a loud prayer. It's a very loud prayer. This next one. You're going to pray it with all your heart. Biology does not determine destiny. So don't think that because that person is your blood brother, he is happy. I'm not saying that you should have enemies. No. And I'm not saying that you should walk with the consciousness of enemies. No, 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 no. I'm not a deliverance minister. There are deliverance ministers. But I've seen enough in life to know that you have to have spiritual understanding and let your antenna be up. Very up. Your brother can envy you. There are people that if you open a bottle of Coke, you better don't drink it. If you went to the bathroom and you left it. I'm telling you. Therefore, you are going to pray this next prayer. I delete from my life and I uproot everyone that is an agent of the enemy. Anyone that is not supposed to follow me to the next level. Anyone that is not supposed to be in my life at this time. Every upper, I delete you. I uproot you. I weed you from my life. From my business, from my career, from everything that has to do with me, from my family. I delete you. 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 Get off. Get off my back. Get off. In the name of Jesus. Get off. Get off. Whether you are a staff, it doesn't matter. Get off. I uproot you in the name of Jesus. My love will be too hot for you. Hayabuku Shanta. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Take your seat. This evening, I'm going to lead you to pray. I'm going to talk to you. Then I'm going to lead you to pray. It's the first one, and I'm so excited that you came. I'm so excited that you are here. I want to lead you to pray around three major areas that the Lord inspired me. And then I will talk to you again. In the book of Genesis chapter 38, there's a very, very strange and unusual story of a woman. Because up until that time, we were listening and reading about the story of Joseph. And then we got to chapter 38. And the story of this woman was sandwiched from verse 1 to, I think, verse 38 or something, to the last verse. And after that, Joseph's story continues. Amazing. Very amazing. You know, some adverts come when you are watching a movie that is very interesting. So I think God deliberately put it there so that women would take note of that woman called Tamar. I'm not going over her story tonight. You all know what happened. She got married. Marriage twisted her life. Blah, 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 and all that. But when she was going to move to her new level, a new season, her father-in-law stepped into her life and wanted to sleep with her. You're Bible student, so you know what I'm talking about. And this woman, the man said, "What do you want me to give you? Can I give you a kid goat? Not even a goat, not even a mother goat, not even a big goat. Can I give you, I think this is what you're worth, a kid goat." The woman said, "No way. I refuse to let my situation define my life." She said, "I want you to give me three things." And these are the three things God laid on my heart to lead you to pray about. And please continue to use them to pray. The first one that woman asked for was the man's signet. Somebody say signet. Make it loud. What is a signet? It is a small seal. Sometimes on a ring. It is used with or instead of a signature. I'm taking you on a journey and I want you to listen very carefully. It is a small seal used with or instead of a signature to give authentication to an official document. Why would that woman ask for that kind of a thing? Sleep with you and then you're asking for a signet? Signets have been used for thousands of years. The design of a signet is personalized for its owner. And no two signets are alike. The ancients used signets to mark their possessions and to sign contracts. In later years, signets were used to stamp a blob of hot wax, sealing a folded secret document so that it couldn't be opened and read without the design being broken. What is a signet? A seal, a stamp, an emblem, an impression, a badge, a brand, a monogram, an imprint, an endorsement, a logo. Why did I go into all this? Because I want to lead you to pray with understanding. My dear, you need authenticators in life. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he appeared on planet Earth, it took a John the Baptist to introduce him. Behold, the Lamb of God. John the Baptist was the reigning prophet at that time. Everybody understood him. He was the one. But he had to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be a finger pointing at you. You think you have money because you have 100 million in your account. Chicken change. Somebody's offering. Because you have 1 billion. There is money in Africa. There is money in this country. I've been to places. I know what I'm talking about. There is money. God told me some things about 2019 for my personal life, and I have begun to see them come. I am meeting with people very strangely in strange places. I said, "God, this is very humbling." I met a lady on the plane. I meet a lot of them on the plane. They just step into my life. And the Lord said, "That's one of them." I met a lady recently. I just sat, you know. I was on Virgin Atlantic coming back to Nigeria. And she came to my seat and said to me, "Well, you may not remember me, but I just want to say this to you." She encouraged me, said some things and all that. And then she said, "Even if you stop preaching today, some of us, we have imbibed you. We are carrying the fire because you're speaking the truth to women. It does not matter what anybody feels about it." She said, "You know, you say that women's lives, financial lives, should not be dependent on their husband." She said, "I believe in you so much. As I speak to you now, my friend is in the mortuary because her husband walked out and she became depressed. This lady said to me, can a man walk out of my life now and I will die? I've listened to you too much and have repackaged my life. As I speak to you, I have 10 cars in my garage. I've never met her. And then she went on and on. And she said, believer, she said, I still spoke in a church last Sunday and I was quoting you. Mrs. Adejuma said, women, rise up, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is where I'm going. She was going to give her number to me. I picked up my phone and I put it in. And her name popped up. Only for me to realize that I had bought gold from her before. I said, I bought gold from you before, but I've never met you. Many years ago, it was my sister I sent. Now, listen, this is the gist. I said, you are the one. My sister told me that your house is so fortified. Oh, she said to me, I don't even sell gold in my house anymore. Because my cook connived with armed robbers and they sold gold worth 300 million. I did like this. This is not the call. She said to me, auntie, 300 million is nothing now. God has done it so much. My hand just came back like this. She said, what God has done since that time, 300 million is nothing now. It's nothing now. I no longer sell gold in my house. There were things she told me I can't tell you here. Who is pointing at you? Who is your introducer? On whose platform are you standing? Some of you are in ministry. You are so anointed, dangerously anointed. You are a preaching machine, but no platform. What are some people preaching that you can't preach? This one is a matter of platform. One of the men that God used to introduce me to my world said to me, the Lord told me to adopt you and to put you on my shoulder. And he put me on TV. And I began to get calls from Germany, I began to get money from everywhere, from all over the world. Because God raised one man for me. You need authenticators. That woman said, give me your signet. That's the meaning. The seal. The badge. On whose shoulders are you riding? Who is your John the Baptist? When Obama was going to become president, I can't remember whether it was the first time or the second tenure, one of the Kennedys left the hospital with a brain tumor to come and campaign for Obama. And you are surprised that the man won? Who is fighting with you? Who is standing beside you? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, you fight your battle alone, you'll be wasted. Who is fighting? I've seen governors. Hey, we're going to do this. And people rose up. And the storm calmed. And I've seen governors. Nobody stood for them. I've seen people. I am a product of such. Who is fighting with you? Who is standing by you? You better be careful. Because whether you like it or not, there will be days of battle. Can't, is my life not a proof that there will be days of battle? No matter how anointed you are. And after the storm, you can still stand. All this, killing everybody with your mouth. Talking to people anyhow. Messing people around because God has given you a little change in your pocket. The days of battle. In my village, they say, an old man's hand cannot enter the guard. A small child's hand cannot touch the attic. The person may be small now, but the day you will need to put your hand inside the guard. I've seen that in my life. In the last few months, I've seen children do things for me that adults couldn't do. And I've seen them win. You need authenticators. And you are going to pray, whether you are lying down or you are standing or you are kneeling down. You are going to ask God specifically to bring into your business, into your life, into your church, authenticators of life. I'm going to show you a scripture very soon. In case you don't understand what I'm leading you to pray. We are praying word-based prayers. I'm a preacher, but we're not here to preach. We're here to pray. I heard God clearly gather them. We're here to pray. Let me show you this scripture. In fact, I have many of them. Genesis chapter 37, verse 15. A certain man found Joseph. Behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man said, "What seekest thou?" Mighty Joseph, prime minister of tomorrow. He was wandering. It was a man that found him. He will have wandered till one lion. Some of you, your businesses are wandering. Ministry. You are in politics, but there's nobody. I know too much about some things. Too much. Even about politics. Too much. You don't win politics by posters. Vote for me as the next president. I look as I was driving in from Canada, I'm just checking. Is this how to win politics? Is this how to win? Is this how to win? Politics are won before the election day. It's a matter of who is standing by you. Genesis 41:9. Then spoke the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my first this day. It was the butler. He forgot for 2 days, but for 2 years. But he remembered one day. It was the butler that introduced Joseph to the palace. Take it or leave it. There are introducers. But this one is the one that is really shaking me. That I want to share with you. Then I will ask you to pray about authenticators of life. Give me the signet. What you need for that business is a signet. Somebody's signature. Just one card. Just one contact. Now look at the book of John chapter 18. It's a very serious scripture. John chapter 18. Look at verse 15. And Simon Peter followed Jesus. And so did another disciple. Follow me, oh. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. Look at verse 16. But Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door and brought in Peter. I can preach for 2 hours from these two verses. Too much. Let me glean and let's see. The Bible says that Peter followed Jesus and another disciple. And that other disciple went in. But Peter stood without. Many people are outside with their destinies. Their businesses are outside. In politics, they are outside. The other disciple is inside. But they are outside. We can go on and on and on talking about that outside matter. But let's leave it because we want to pray. Then at a point, that other disciple, obviously that was John, decided to come out. He didn't need to come out again. He was already inside now, Shalom. But for Peter's sake, he came out. Excuse me, you're already comfortable inside. What are you looking for? I came for Peter. Peter is outside. Rain is beating him. Sun is beating him. Insults. All sorts of things happening to him. And inside is warm. Inside is better. Inside there is places that matter. Is that inside? So he became uncomfortable. He became inconvenient. And left his comfort to come and take Peter in. I'm explaining this so that when it's time to pray, because I'm going to give you like 6 minutes to pray this prayer, you need bringers. Some of you are outside of your fulfillment. I don't care whether it is APC or PDP or SDP or ANN, wherever your contract is, it must come out. I do not care. I'm not a politician. I don't care. But what God showed me, some of you are here, you are, by now you are supposed to be multi-millionaires. You're supposed to be billionaires. You are laboring, you are sweating, but your life can be better than this. And all you need is that connecting rod. Just one phone call. Just somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You are just four people away. Just somebody that is already comfortable. Ha! I met another one. She even came to my house 2 weeks ago. By the time she was speaking, I said, "Hey, Emma." I said, "Yes, I was her chief bridesmaid." I said, "Ah! Her chief bridesmaid." I said, "Benny, mommy. You know, before I got born again." And then she showed me, "I can call her, ma. I can call her." And she was on the floor in my house 2 weeks ago. There are people that know people that you need. Stop all this shakara and this pride. But we are the hand of man cannot get to. Because you don't need to beg. We are going to use prayer to bring them. Come, come and help me. Come. What are you doing inside? And I'm outside. And my business is outside. I want to give in church. I want to help with building. I really want to, but I can't because I don't have. Come and connect me. Are you picking the prayer points? The Bible says that that other disciple was known. I should have been taking these prayer points one by one. I hope you remember. That other disciple was known to the high priest. I like what Samako said. You don't need weak people. You just occupy space. Somebody that is known by people in authority. That other disciple that came out to bring. But see this last one. I love it. The Bible says, when he came out, Jane, please come. See what happened. When the other disciple came out, he spoke to her. Look at the pronoun. Not him. He spoke unto her that kept the door. Ha! Some women are powerhouses and they keep doors. Stanbic IBTC, GT Bank, First Bank, just their signature. Ha! Not him. To bring Peter in. So there are doors. There are doors. And those doors are not just wide open, they are kept. You can't go in. Kept by women. Ha! It's in the Bible now. Her role, her assignment is to keep the door. Who do we employ here? Who should we sack? Peter was outside. Maybe the woman was looking at her. Talk about Bieda. Come and talk to me. And Peter will look and come. Was it not an ordinary woman that one small maid that said to Peter, "Are you not one of them?" "Hey, no, 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 I'm not. So you can imagine, you know, women can be territorial. Maybe that woman was looking at Peter. If your grandmother born your mother, come and ask me here to open this door. Oh, there will Peter Latiwale. He really wanted to come in. It was his destiny to come in, but there was a door. Not only was there a door, and this night we are saying, lift up your heads, oh ye doors. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Lift up your head, everybody. Lift up your heads. Because we are moving to a new level. Not only was there a door, there was a keeper of the door, and she was a woman. There are places you want to enter, including me. I didn't come here to lead you. I came to pray. You saw the way I was praying here on the floor. I came to pray. I am first a Christian before I am Reverend Mrs. Anything. I'm first a Christian. I'm first a child of God. I face temptation like you face. Conglomerates, they sit on the board of whatever. Decisions are being made, particularly in the night. They don't sleep. I know what I'm talking about. I have a few of them in my life. I flew with one recently. And we talked for hours. We were the same, on them, you know. We traveled together and we came back to Nigeria together. Agbara wa nbi to wa.
My dear, you don't even understand what is going on at all. And you don't have any herbalist. You don't have any prophet. That's why God led me to bring you here. To come and pray about your destiny. See what I have said. Pick which one you want to pray about. Is it about the door? Is it about the woman that keeps the door? Is it about people that will introduce you? Is it about, I don't know. You have 6 minutes to pray this prayer. Thank you, Jim. Hey! 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 Lift up your hands, all ye gates. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. Authenticators of life. Bringers of life. Locate me. I'm waiting outside. It is time to go inside. It is time to come in. You will be uncomfortable. Come. Wherever you may be. Locate my business. Locate my ministry. Locate me. Locate my destiny. Locate, locate, locate. Come out, come out, come out. Come into my life. Come and take me in. Come and take me in. Come and take me in. Ah, ya, 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 ya. Gidele boko soto ya broko sete liga 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 vaga ya boko tolo buka sita di baka. Yes, too. This is why I'm here today, Lord. I am outside. I need somebody to bring me in. I need somebody to bring me in, Lord. Authenticators, give me your signet. Give me your signet. Give me your signet. Signet. I collect it. I collect it. Nagata yagata bogato ke lubo robo goso ko yo bogoska. Negese lebu abi gasi kanu maguda bu ya buka tu ke lebe kesha. Hey, signet, signet, signet. One contact, one relationship, one phone call, one business, one person, just one person, Lord, that will change the trajectory of my life. One person that will change everything, that will turn everything around. Oh Lord, this is why I'm here. Jesus, this is why I'm here. And Mimimo, this is why I'm here. Oh, oh, let the doors be opened. Let the doors be open. Just one person, just one contract, just one person. Jesus. Ay 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 ay. Gelebo sete ligari gasata ya boko soto no brogoska. Negadele boko soto no brogoska telebegaska. Every door that is being kept against me. Moti gbadura gbadura gbadura. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day, Lord. One opportunity. One platform. One business card. One telephone call, one that will introduce me, one that will remove this mess, one that will change the trajectory of my life, one shift, one. I don't want to be a leading lady in theory. I don't want to be a leading lady by mouth. I don't want to be a leader by mouth. I don't want to be a leader by mouth. Oh God. Oh wow. One contract. One signet. One signature. Just one relationship. Just one platform. Bring me in. I've been outside, oh God. It's at Isumio. Only want to sue me. I have been better than this. I can be better than this. I don't want to die a local champion. This business must go to another level. This ministry must go to another level. Oh no, wow. Gaya bagaza gadi gadi gadu bolobo robo goza de ye gede gede gede. Send somebody that will speak to the person that keeps the door so they can bring me in. Send somebody, oh God, that knows the high priest, that will speak to the person that keeps the door. Ah, no mi jemi no Jesu. Wipe my tears. I am not here to pray for child. I'm here to pray for me at this moment. I don't want to be a leader by mouth. My life can be better. Jesu, it can be better. Just one touch. Just one connection.